Is your time, and we have made it TGIF, although that reel was missing my favorite S-A-T-U-R-D-A-Y night. We have Jonathan Toman with Peak Radar joining us now. And Jonathan, lots happening in the Pikes Peak region to keep people entertained over the weekend.
Yep, as per usual. And I'll start with a leap year joke. All the events that are tomorrow won't happen for another 4 years. So make sure that you get out and see what you can tomorrow for sure.
That's right. That's right.
No,
you have to wait.
But no, there are all kinds of events. And I'll start actually with a couple of with one thing that starts tonight, in fact, and that's Travis Tritt at the Pikes Peak Center in downtown Colorado Springs. That's tonight at 8 p.m. Nearly 30 years after he launched his music career, the Southern rock-influenced artist continues to sell out shows and stay true and relevant to country music fans around the globe. So if you're angling for some country, tonight at the Pikes Peak Center is a good opportunity. Tri-Lake Center for the Arts in Palmer Lake is hosting Songwriters in the Round tomorrow at 7 p.m. That'll feature Rebecca Folsom, Buddy Mondlock, Liz Barnes, and Mary Huckins. That's up in Palmer Lake. A fun event tomorrow at 5 p.m., again, all these leap year events, Dance in the Dirt is at the Mark Reiner Stables of the Colorado Springs Therapeutic Riding Center. Mm. So you can put on your dancing boots and kick up your heels to Exit West will be the band performing.
We'll
and
fun.
The cool thing about this is that all proceeds go to the programs of the Therapeutic Riding Center for their special needs riders.
And we've had that program on our KRDO News as an Absolutely Colorado segment. They do wonderful work up there, so this way you could dance and support a great cause.
Absolutely. Two birds with one stone, or one dance, you might say, for sure. The Colorado Short Circuit Film Festival is this weekend, and that gets going tonight at 5 p.m. and then runs most of the day tomorrow at Ivy Wild, just south of downtown Colorado Springs. It's the fourth annual All-Colorado Independent Short Film Festival. There will be over 40 films over the 2 days, featuring films from Colorado indie filmmakers in blocks that include comedy, drama, horror, documentary. Pretty much if there's a film style, they will have it at Ivy Wild. The Globetrotters are in town. That's Sunday at 2 p.m. at the World Arena. They will bring their all-new show, Pushing the Limits, to Colorado Springs. It's a fun family spin on family time, as they'll have ball handling, high flying dunks, and a new record breaking attempt, which the Globetrotters could be anything. And then two more over the weekend. Sunday at 2 p.m. as well, is Stargazers Theater and Event Center is hosting a bluegrass showcase. That's Stargazers in combination with the Manitou Music Foundation. There will be three bluegrass bands, Woodbelly, Red Mountain Boys, and the Colorado College Bluegrass Ensemble, on stage for a fun afternoon of dancing, bluegrass, and fun. And then finally, the Colorado Springs Children's Chorale is hosting their Sing, Raise the Roof concert on Sunday at 4 p.m., and that's at the Ent Center at UCCS. It's an annual inspiring concert that features over 100 young men from all over the region with a performance that speaks to the ideals of brotherhood. So all sorts of fun for your leap year day thing weekend.
Our leap weekend, that's right. And some of those you talked about, if you have kids and haven't taken them to see the Harlem Globetrotters yet, you really need to, because that is like one of the formative events of anyone growing up, right? To see their fun tricks that they do.
Absolutely. And they do a great job of making it fun for all ages too. So the kids obviously will love it, but adults too, for sure.
And then bluegrass, I mean, they call it newgrass because apparently it's the thing now to listen to.
Well, of course. Absolutely.
I wish I could do a bluegrass song.
Right.
Yeah. All right.
I'll work on that for next time.
That's right. Sounds good. Jonathan Toman from Peak Radar, thank you so much for joining us, giving us the lowdown on what's exciting to happen this weekend in the Pikes Peak region. Lots of fun activities. And for more entertainment suggestions, you can go to Peak Radar. I believe you have a website. Tell us what that is.
Yeah, peakradar.com is the place to go to find the details for all those events, plus
easy
anything
enough
else that might get you excited for the weekend.
Sounds great. Thank you so much, Jonathan, for joining us. And KRDO News is sponsored by Smith Plumbing, Heating, Cooling, and Electrical, serving El Paso County since 1974. Visit smithplumbingheatingcooling.com. Your time right now is 8:41.